Sitka Search and Rescue Coordinator Corporal Lance Ewers with the Alaska State Troopers says Deal was reported overdue at about 3:30 Sunday afternoon, just as it was getting dark. Ewers says things began to go wrong once the tree was cut down.
He's up there with his wife and some friends, other relatives are with him, and his family finds a nice Christmas tree. So together they cut this Christmas tree down. They have a beautiful picture, you know, nice family moment. And he says to his wife and his two small children, "You guys wait here in the open for our friends to come back, our relatives to come back, and then you guys all go back together. But because I'm going to be dragging this tree out, and I got to go a different way because I can't drag it, you know, the way that we all walked in."
Then Ewers says Deal simply got turned around. The Indian River Valley has a number of muskegs surrounded by dense woods. Deal is not the first Sitkin to find himself in this predicament. Close enough to town that he wasn't carrying emergency gear, just far enough out to get lost. When people are missing so close to town, it may not sound serious, but Ewers says the margin of safety when someone's lost in the woods is very slim.
The cell phone was in his car. He didn't have any flashlights or whatnot. You know, he was humping out a Christmas tree for the family. And, you know, of course, didn't plan on getting lost or getting turned around. So he didn't have any means of communication.
Ewers says an interagency team mobilized to join the search, about 35 people in all from Sitka Search and Rescue, other volunteers from the community and from within the fire department, Sitka Police, State Wildlife Troopers, and Forest Service law enforcement. The Coast Guard launched a helicopter, but high winds Sunday evening prevented a low and slow aerial search. Ewers said it was a gut feeling on the part of State Wildlife Trooper Tim Hall that led to a breakthrough.
Trooper Hall is super familiar with the area, and he said, "Boy, you know, there's just a chance that he might have got himself so turned around that he ended up down on Indian River Trail."
While most of the search effort focused on where Deal had been Christmas tree hunting, Tim Hall and Forest Service Officer Bill Elsner set off up the valley at about 9 p.m., an hour or so later, they located Deal, whom they said was in good condition and preparing to wait for daylight before walking any further. Deal was reunited with his family later that evening. Unfortunately, Ewers says it wasn't a completely happy ending.
We still have one missing 7-foot-tall, beautiful Christmas tree out there somewhere.
Ewers took over as captain of Sitka's volunteer search and rescue team in October. He says he was deeply impressed by their dedication and training, especially under the stormy conditions of Sunday's rescue. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.